This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited today. Our guest, Jackie Ryan. He is AK Blackjack, right? Born in Brooklyn, New York, a baseball entertainer, motivational speaker, member of the world-famous Harlem Wizards for over 24 years. He's performed all over the world. Jackie, thanks so much for spending a few minutes today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Talk to me a little bit about what really stood out to me was your relationship with your father and how that was for you and how that kind of set you on a path for a while. And the thing for me is being a father myself, seeing that you're a father now and seeing the relationship you have with your daughter and how special that is to you. That touched my heart. When I watched the YouTube story on you and saw some of that and I shed a tear for a minute just thinking about that relationship and how important it is. And how we can really screw it up as well. Just the impact we have as dads. Just tell me a little bit about that relationship. And then also the relationship with your brother really was interesting to me as well. Just the influence that he had on you in a positive way of showing you to just keep, hey, go for the next. You did this, don't settle here. Go to the next level.
My brother was the king of our neighborhood. He was the most successful guy in the neighborhood and he was a great basketball player. But let me get to my dad first. My dad was a hard worker. He was a longshoreman, which is a great job, great benefits, but don't have five kids. You know, it's too many kids to have, but I'm glad I have all my brothers and sisters. He was a football nut. He played for the Brooklyn Mariners. He went to the Navy, so that was the end of football. Came home, met my mom, had all the kids and all that. Was a longshoreman, worked very hard, very hard worker, a lot of times 80 to 100 hours a week, you know, and then he had to come home and deal with me. Get thrown out of the classroom. I went flying through the pane glass window of the front door at a Magdalene Heart of Mary one time. You know, so he always had to deal with me. So was he a grouch? Yeah. But, you know, he had to deal with me. And when I told him at 12 years old I didn't want to play football anymore, that's when our relationship really went downhill. You know, if I wanted 17 helmets and 15, you know, shoulder pads, he would get it for me. I wanted a pair of sneakers because they're all worn out, and he'd tell me, go get a job. I averaged, you know, 27 points a game in my senior year in high school. He did not come to one of them, not one game. So it was just the anger building. And then as I got older, I was a failure. And, you know, he let me know it. And it just spiraling until it was nasty between me and him. You know, I wasn't working, or if I did get a job, it'd last a little while. And he believed in, you know, work hard, take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of yourself. I couldn't even take care of myself. So it just spiraled out. Well, one day he just came up. I was living upstairs where my grandmother used to live, and he just said, get out. Get the F out.
Yeah.
And then they wound up moving down to beautiful Breezy Point where I am now. And I would ride my bicycle. It's like 7 or 8 miles. I'd ride down here. I play basketball all day, have a couple of beers, come in to see my mom, look to get to something to eat, but he would say, you ain't staying here tonight. I had to drive all the way back home. Unfortunately, he passed away and didn't get to see what I do. If he was alive today, like in the movie, he's alive and we become best friends, and I believe that's exactly what would have happened because I made something of myself. I did something with myself. I know he'd be calling me every day, you know, send me pictures, send me videos where you are. When you bring in Morgan to me, I know it. So, well, he's looking down. Yeah.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you to get your thoughts on the show, get your feedback on your favorite guests. Connect with me on LinkedIn right now. Send me a quick message. I look forward to talking to you.